Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hanch. Good way to finish off the road trip with the shutout victory over the Oakland A's, and a nice way to salvage the finale of that series.
Yeah, we needed to win a game after the tough loss the night before where we had the lead. You go into every road series and you want to come away with a series win. We couldn't do that, but we did salvage the game at the end, which for whatever reason makes you feel better as you come home. You get on a happy flight. We had an off day. We have a stretch here where we're going to play quite a few games in a row for the next couple weeks at home. And that so it was a nice way to kickstart that with a win.
And Doug Fister really serving as a stopper in that game. Seven shutout innings was just outstanding for you.
Yeah, he's been our most reliable and consistent starter all year. You know, his best starts, like the other day, certainly are noteworthy. His worst starts are not too bad, and his quality of starts have been good. His leadership's been good. We really did need him to post a good 6, 7, 8 innings to alleviate the stress on the bullpen after a rough night, and as usually delivered.
It was 5-0 when Chris Devinsky came into the game for the 8th inning. And a lot of times when you bring a pitcher into a situation like that, you know, it's the last guy in your bullpen for a reason, and you're just hoping that they can get outs. But Devinsky comes out there, pounds the strike zone, 6 up, 6 down, and made it look easy.
Yeah, he's more of a weapon than probably he gets credit. You know, he's very good against left-handed hitters with the changeup. He's very durable. He pitches almost every day. I get him up at some point during the game. You feel like there's a spot for him. And he does whatever we ask. So I think that role is non-glorified. It's often underappreciated for him. You know, when we're putting in our long guy, or we're putting in that pitcher that pitches with an extended lead, I look up there and he's got a low 2 ERA. He's got a low batting average against, and he usually gets pretty effective outs, you know, quickly.
Making a roster move before the game today, A.J. Reed getting optioned to AAA, Preston Tucker returning, was on the opening day roster. Starting with Tucker, really got off to a slow start. I'd imagine you guys were pretty pleased to see what he was able to do at AAA when he went down.
Yeah, he was in our plans from the beginning of the spring, where we wanted, as a left-handed bat, DH option, left field option. We even flirted with first base. And he just didn't get off to a good start with the bat. His pitch selection was poor. His at-bat quality started to deteriorate. And when that happens, you want to send him out to AAA and have him get a few at-bats, get his confidence, get his strike zone back. And he responded with that. On the flip side of that, you have A.J. Reed, who really went through Tucker's first month and had another start to his career that he'll be better from it. But he learned he's going to have to make some adjustments, some swing adjustments, be able to control the strike zone a little bit better and produce when you're trying to have a winning club.
You know, sometimes a lot is made when you send a guy down who's a prospect after his first go-round in the big leagues. But a lot of times those guys, when they come back even better. And obviously you're hoping that's what happens with Reed.
Yeah, it's a taste of the big leagues for him. And I think it's, you know, it's good for him to have to fight back a little bit. You know, he put in a lot of work with Dave Hudgens and Alonzo Powell here. He's going to need to go down and refine his swing a little bit. But the bottom line is, at this level, it's a performance game, and he knows that, and he got his first taste of it. He got to realize what it's like to be a big leaguer. He's got some key things to go work on, and now he'll come back soon.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
You got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
After going to the World Series in 2005, the Astros sputtered for a few years. In 2009, the team got out of the gate fast. On this day in that year, Cecil Cooper's club was trying to sweep the Cardinals at Minute Maid in a matchup of aces featuring Chris Carpenter and Roy Oswalt. The Cardinals broke the ice with a run in the fifth. Carlos Lee tied it with an RBI grounder in the sixth. The Redbirds touched Roy for two in the seventh, but the Astros got one back in the bottom of the frame. Pudge Rodriguez greeted closer Ryan Franklin with a single to open the ninth. Chris Koss doubled him home. Then with two outs, Miguel Tejada clinched the sweep with a single, and the Astros were just one game back. Sadly, that was the last hurrah. They ended up in fifth place with a record of 74-88.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, ahead of a 3-game series with the Angels. And my guest today on Astro Launch is Colin McHugh, who's coming off a real nice game, 6 shutout innings against the Mariners on this road trip. And you look through everybody through that first time, Colin, it looked like everybody was a little bit rusty except for you. What did you do over the All-Star break to keep sharp?
Well, I wish I had less walks. I had 4 walks in that start. But I think the thing that probably saved me was the probably all the vegetables I ate over the All-Star break, the vegetables out of my garden.
All right, let's talk about your garden. You went home to Georgia over the All-Star break, and you've got an expansive garden. What are you growing right now?
Well, we get some good stuff in the ground. We've got we just finished our cucumbers. We got a really good cucumber yield this year. Some monsters. I got some tomatoes that are coming in a little bit late, but nice and juicy. Yep. Got about 150 peaches on our peach tree.
Wow.
Some string beans. We got some stuff we just put in the ground for hopefully be ready about Thanksgiving.
What's one thing that you want to grow that you haven't started doing yet?
Okra. I'm a big okra guy. Haven't had any yet in the garden, but plan on getting those in the ground next year.
Now, how did you learn how to start your garden? Did you just go online and just pick up some tips, or did you already know from growing up?
I didn't know a lot, but yeah. My wife knew enough, and her mom has had a garden her whole life, so I definitely had some help getting it started. But you know, build some raised beds, get some good dirt in there, throw some seeds in the ground, and watch the magic happen. It really does.
Besides getting dirty in your garden over the All-Star break, do you do anything else?
We had a big barbecue back home. Yeah. Invited a bunch of friends and family over. It's just it's a good time to be able to see all those people maybe one time over the course of 7 or 8 months. Yeah. So it's it was a good time, nice and refreshing, and ready to allows you to kind of mentally reset and come back ready to go.
And it's pretty fun to come to the ballpark, and that last couple months could be real exciting again, isn't it?
Yeah, we put ourselves in a pretty good position going into the break, and we hope that we had our best baseball ahead of us, and I think we're still looking in that direction.
What about you guys? Is there any talk among you guys talking about the trade deadline at all, or are you guys just focused on day-to-day things?
I think most of us are just kind of focused on what's right ahead of us. There's always going to be the speculation and the players wanting to play GM and do all those kinds of things. But for the most part, we know the team we've got in place. We feel pretty comfortable with the guys we got here. There's always going to be some additions and subtractions as the year goes forward. But, we've got a good ball club. We've got a good thing going here, and we have for a couple of years now. And so I think we're excited to be in the hunt and have a chance to bring home this division.
A lot of times, a lot of your work's done before a ball game because you're not pitching very often. But that one day you start, obviously you have work to do. The other days you're on the bench, and your work is done for that day. What goes on in between those starts? A lot of hijinks on the bench, or are you paying attention, or who's the clown out there out of the rotation?
Oh, we have some guys. We have some guys in our rotation who like to enjoy ourselves on the bench. Lately, me and Lance. And Jason Castro, when he's not catching, and Fires, have been playing a game. It's a password. It's like an old school game where you just give clues and try and guess people, and it passes the time nicely. Lets you just chill on the bench and enjoy your teammates' company.
Well, that's Colin McHugh. Colin, keep up the great work. It's gonna be a great ride the rest of the way. And thanks for catching up.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.